Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys.
Take two.
Hey, take two.
So that's basically what happened yesterday. We had a major technical difficulty after recording a brilliant
podcast. I know. We had it was such a good one.
A great
one. I was so sad about it.
It was.
Yeah.
So I don't even remember what we talked about.
This is take two.
That's when they're usually the best. When you leave and you're like, what did I say?
You're just like Will Ferrell still blacked out. Blacked out during that podcast.
So yeah, so this is take two.
Take two. We're in Montana. We have been here for the 4th of July, with all of our friends, boating, working out, jumping Porsches over raptors.
Yup.
That sounds really exciting.
Yep. And it's like start to finish, you know, they did it. Brought out the big, you know, the big cat, created a single track and a big old dirt jump.
Yeah. And there were no disasters.
And helicopters.
So I was happy.
And helicopter ride. We had a helicopter ride.
Have you been in one before?
That was my first time.
Oh, dude. They're so rad, right?
It was incredible.
It blew me away the first time we did it because, like, what do you mean? We just get to leave in the sky like a fucking flying car? Because that's what that is.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be, like, more regulations or a person you'd have to, like, we can leave in the sky? There's not people I need to know.
I love the way Matt's brain works because, like, I'd be like, yeah, it was really cool. I was flying.
Oh,
he's
I'm
like,
blown
you know, it's like so much
fucking
deeper.
Flying
I love
car.
It. I know, I love it. No, every time you say something, I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
The last time Rob and I, when we flew and met you guys in Escalante, like, It's weird that we didn't have to ask permission,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Like, no, that blows me away.
We didn't have to like sign anything like, hey guys, just so you know, can we leave? No, we just got in the plane, mapped out our little route and flew to you. Yeah. It blows my mind that we're so allowed
crazy.
To do that.
No, it's crazy.
So that's crazy.
Yeah, sure, you can go up in the sky.
Yeah.
What?
I'm like in the front of the helicopter and all I kept thinking among so many other things, because I was having the time of my life, was this is freedom.
Yeah.
This feels like freedom.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Have you ever seen the dudes like I know Breitling put it together, but it's like a wingsuit, but it's jet powered.
No.
So like they'll gain altitude.
Oh.
Right? So this dude's flying. I'm sure that the fuel pack's not very big, right? But like I figure once you had the ability that you could do that, like you had a fucking jet pack.
Yeah.
Would you just be not interested in anything else at any other point in your day? You're like, when are we going flying?
Yeah, when are we going to fly?
Just on to work.
No,
just
I out the door, lunch.
Just right over the traffic.
Why am I walking?
My fucking
why would I walk?
Where do you want me to meet you?
Be there.
No, I won't
in
pick
10
you up
because
I'm going to fly there.
Like a flying squirrel.
Like a flying squirrel.
I just picture like me flying, but I've got like you on my back.
Just holding on for dear life.
Do you picture her riding like Falcor from Neverending Story?
You would never. Brooke would never fly with me because I'm the worst.
She'd pull my hair out.
I'm the worst backseat driver.
She is.
Can you imagine me on your back while you're flying?
Oh my God.
I'm literally like, oh, slow down. Oh. Like,
you're not even good on a road.
I've driven before. Yeah. I'm okay.
Like at Escalante.
Yes, I know.
We're like, on the,
it's a sketchy road.
Yep.
The devil's backbone.
The devil's backbone.
It's pretty cool.
Gina's like, slow down. Oh my God, don't get so close. And I'm like, I kept being like, Gina, I'm not going to kill you. I need you to be less of yourself.
Because if I kill you, I kill myself.
I said, your personality is showing too much.
It's so true, though. I mean, I can hear myself talking and I'm like, I'm so fucking annoying.
Shut up, Gina. What percentage of your panic has been right?
Hardly
zero.
Any.
Okay, great.
Hardly any.
I like that
any
you still trust it. You're like, I think this is not right.
No, I'm 100% aware that it is ridiculous, but I just can't help myself. It's like an impulse. Right. But I will say this. There have been times where, like, with my ex and I was such a bad backseat driver. I've been in a car accident before, so I was, like, extra, like, oh, my God, everybody's out to get me. And so... there was one time that I saw a car backing up and he wasn't looking and I didn't say anything because I was like, he gets so mad at me, I'm not going to say anything. Boom, right into it. And I was like, should have said something. So you know what?
That was the time you're supposed to.
That was the one time. I know, but you know, I do it so often. It's like the boy who cries wolf, right?
You know,
I mean, kind of like that.
Are you the person that like, as soon as you see red lights, you just like grab the side the whole time?
Oh. I know.
Oh,
I'm
mom
so annoying.
Seatbelt arm?
I know. You guys don't want to hang out with me anymore?
And you're like pressing on the gate, on the brake.
Yes.
You're
on my own brake. Yes. That is me. Yep.
I can't. You're like,
incredible.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Climbing, like, pushing brake in so hard. You're
just
sliding up your seat.
Or like, I do this. I do this with you all the time. On the dashboard.
And I look.
That'll save you.
And I look at her.
The seatbelt's not acceptable.
And I look at her and I'm like, I got this. I got it.
So you're pretty good with like roller coasters.
Super great. Figured. Flying all
How
of
was
it.
The helicopter for you?
I didn't go in this
no,
one.
You went in the other
but
one.
I went in a helicopter and I was saying before, I would have never done that. And in fact, when I told Brooke that I was going, she was
I was maybe a little bit upset.
She was.
Jealous.
You did it without
like, almost, not jealous, I
know. No,
like,
almost upset because like I really enjoy getting the opportunity
to push me out of my comfort zone.
To get her to do things that if I wouldn't have... I don't think there's a lot of people... and this is probably me thinking I'm way cooler than I am. I don't think there's a lot of people aside from me that can get you to try a lot of things. And so I love that. Like, I can convince her. And I think between the two of us, too, like, when she's going through something, it's like, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to do it, and we're be just fine.
Everybody thinks it's like I'm the older one and I'm like the mom. It's the opposite.
I would imagine that role varies back and forth a bit.
Oh my God. It does.
Oh my God. In Escalante, when you were talking to Ruby on the phone, you get off the phone and Rob goes, I just really loved hearing you like
be a mom.
Be a mom.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Don't forget to wipe your shoes off before you.
Did you really, as you're slugging down a White Claw.
Slugging down the seventh White Claw of the afternoon.
That's the thing. It's like the night before here, I've like fallen off my chair three times. I'm a fucking wreck. I'm just, you know, I'm like the, you know, being a party animal.
Yeah, you're,
and
then
I'm like sitting there telling my daughter, like, make sure you do this and this and this and this. And yeah, Rob like looks under me and goes, I love listening to Gina be a mom. So out of character.
Listen, you take care of stuff. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I try.
And you have been a mom for a very long time. So it's like now, I mean, you're still a mom, but like not with little kids at
no,
home.
No, I know.
You know, now you get to not be one. And,
I know.
And I can like take care of you. Yeah. And then if there's an opportunity where like Gina has to like take care of me, she does it.
Oh yeah.
100%.
Because like you were in full mom mode like in your 30s.
Oh, no, I was a mom at 18.
Right. But like by 30, like,
yeah, by
20s.
I was 30 years old, well, 31, with a baby and 3 10-year-olds.
I'm barely capable of handling myself at 38. What the fuck?
I know, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
You have to just step into it, I guess. You got to lean in.
Well, I guess there's not a ton of other options. Drive the car into the lake.
No, sometimes Ruby will, like, complain about something. It'll be her day off, and I'll say, Ruby, do your laundry or something. She goes, it's my day off. I'm like, dude, at your age?
From life?
I had 3 kids, worked full-time, still was doing laundry, taking care of a household. You can fucking do your laundry. And she's like,
take that, Ruby.
Yeah, take Ruby.
Take that, Ruby.
Because, like, so far, my 30s have been way by far the bitchinest decade.
I would say 30s still were really great for me.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just did just, more different family kid stuff.
Yeah. We were very, an active family. We did a lot together. So I really love it. And that's why I always say I love going to Brooke's house, her parents' house.
Like
in
Utah.
My parents, yeah.
Because it's like the energy in the house is a lot like my house was. And even my house growing up. So, you know, it's tons of kids running everywhere. And even though there were times that was so stressful, you know, sometimes you were like, fuck, I just want it to be quiet.
Yeah,
it's like once you don't have that anymore, you're like, oh my God.
Well, I bet the empty nest thing is fucking wild.
It's big. Yeah. No, it is.
Because
it's
like
crazy.
Your entire existence has revolved around keeping these 4 humans alive.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden they're like, see ya.
And you're like,
what about me?
I've
adopted Brooke.
Yeah. Exactly.
I've adopted her.
Yeah.
And she's adopted me.
Yes.
You've birthed each other.
Yeah. But yeah.
I definitely rebirthed her.
That's what your new logo should look like, is both of you just swimming into each other.
Me and like the feet, like a fetus.
Me holding
you.
Just Brooke standing over you and you just in like a wet mess after birth.
God.
Sorry.
Like Danny DeVito in the
God. When he's coming out of the back of the couch.
Oh, it's one of the best scenes in Always Sunny.
Or like Ace Ventura.
Dude, he's so hot. The rhino scene in Ace Ventura is so
coming out of the rhino.
Funny. Man, that's going to be one of the funniest things ever captured on film.
When he gets the arm out, too.
There's no way that people on set aren't just dying.
But first it's just the finger.
When he has his face and he's like, teeth, and those kids are like, oh, beautiful, a rhino being born.
First he's like, so hot, he like puts his finger out the butthole.
He's got the one arm.
Oh man. Jim Carrey. Yeah,
oh my God.
Legend.
Yeah.
Wow. That was an interesting segue.
That was.
So what were we gonna do today?
Go ahead.
Oh no, I would like you to.
So I have a card game. Mm-hmm. So occasionally with my podcast, we'll do this. You have a couple people in, it's just something to kick conversations off and see where it goes. It's always fun to shoot the shit. And so
perfect.
This one is a bit more serious than the other cards that we've grabbed, but we'll see what we can figure out, and I'm sure we'll manage to talk our way through whatever.
Oh, yeah. And if we pull one and we're like,
I don't like that one.
Yeah.
You can read it, and I don't like it, and I'll be like, don't like it.
Oh, did you say what it was called?
Oh, the name of the game is Deep, and it's deep questions and thought-provoking conversations.
Ooh.
I know said that. You're like, deep questions that my immediate thought was like, cool. And I was like, ooh, scary.
Well, that's right. I was kind of halfway between.
I know. Well, the problem is I'm so shallow that anything deep is like, wait, that is
not I don't really like it.
Yeah,
I don't go in the deep end.
Out of my comfort zone.
All right, I'm going to go first.
We're going to do this.
All right.
So this is one. I'll read this first card, but it has two. It's like a two-part question.
Okay.
This is, imagine this scenario.
All right.
You are taking the SATs. when the proctor of the test has a coughing fit and leaves the room for 3 minutes to go get a drink of water.
I cheat instantly.
Okay. That's, yes, 100%. While the proctor is gone, some of your best friends,
okay, yeah,
I'm pointing to my girls, who are applying to the exact same colleges as you are, start exchanging answers with each other. They also start using their mobile phones to look up answers. Smart.
Yep.
You remind your friends that they are not, I would never do this. You remind your friends that they are not supposed to cheat, but they tell you, but
ain't
they,
my fucking business.
But yeah, they, exactly. Yes, but they, you don't want to cheat, fine.
But
yeah,
they
yeah.
tell
cheat
you,
all they,
to,
want.
They tell you to bug off.
Was this written in the 50s?
Free, yeah.
Bug off, guys. No other test taker indicates that they are bothered by the cheating, and no one says they're going to report it. Okay, question one. Your friends may not be admitted to college if you report them. Do you report them? Yes or no?
No.
No.
Yeah. Never.
If you report,
if you're
not,
a friend.
You're not friend.
No, you're a fucking rat.
And
no.
If you truly have a problem with it, just save it for later.
Yeah.
Tell them after, like, man, if you needed help studying, I just would have helped you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still think part of, like, education is figuring out the system of how to get through it.
Yeah, don't hate the player, hate the game. Out,
okay, I had the best cheating method ever.
I want to hear
you're
this.
Killing me right now.
Oh,
right
yeah.
Okay.
How
okay.
to cheat
Mom,
well.
Mom, Dad, hopefully okay. you're not listening.
Statute of limitations is up on this for
so
sure.
So you remember those clear clicky pencils?
Yep.
Yeah, like just yeah. the whatever those were called. So I used to type up my notes like
really
in the smallest font possible because like it's hard to write really small. So you get the smallest font possible. And then you print it out, and you take out the insides, and then you put your thing in, and then you just have a row of pencils next to you. And you're like, oh, man, this one's out of lead. Get the next pencil, and you're just like...
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
Oh, there's the answer. I use math, like when you had to like memorize like all sorts of stuff. Oh, my God. And dates for like... history class and stuff, I can't remember anything. So it'd have like all the dates, like what happened.
I don't know why. I mean, I see math in some situations, but I don't know why that should matter if you could graduate or, you know, do well on a SAT.
Yeah, I don't know. But
dates of things?
Just so you know, guys.
Look,
kids,
our education system's
notes.
Really strange with the fact yeah. that like, we're
that's
not
brilliant,
that
by
interested
the way,
in education. We're interested in people passing tests so that it gets funding and we
yes.
can say statistically X, Y, and Z.
Statistically, we have a very smart kids here. And honestly, I think I'm more impressed by how creative
yeah.
you were.
Yeah. yeah.
That tells me yeah. more, you know? It's like...
I was a much lazier cheater.
I was a way lazy cheater.
Because you just pulled off a heist move.
Yes, you did.
yeah. You get the clear clicky pencils.
Dude,
you open them up.
I just sat
insert.
Next to someone way smarter than me.
No, it would stretch
ones?
A lot.
No. no, there was always a girl.
Would stretch
Jen,
a lot.
I forget her last name, but Jen, like... She was the smartest one, aced everything, and like I sat next to her, and she would like put notebooks
of course
up around
she would.
Her.
Oh
like,
my God!
What's wrong with you?
How dare you?
Or if she'd like, if you just glance over, you're not even trying to cheat. You just glance over. She'd be like oh give you God. This look,
like she's in prison
and
she's guarding her
off.
Meal.
Fuck
yeah.
off!
I definitely remember like going to an algebra class and like in college and sitting next to a guy. And like seeing a paper he had got back and there's a D on it. And then like I looked over two rows and there's some girl with an A and I just moved. I like picked up all my shit and I'm like, I'm gonna go sit by her.
That's brilliant.
What's your name?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like looking at everyone's grades.
What kind of grades you got?
Mac just keeps sitting in a different seat. Teacher's like, what's up, dude?
He's like, I couldn't really hear from over there.
You want me to run one?
I'll do the second part.
Oh, the second part.
It's we already really answered, but I'll read it anyway.
Okay.
Principal. Is it lying if you don't report the cheating to the proctor or the educational testing service? Doesn't matter if it is or it isn't. I mean, you got to take
what,
care
of your friends. What, did I get pulled up in, like,
friends,
perjury?
Right?
Yeah.
Is it
like,
lying?
Like, is there a fucking court case?
I mean,
that
you're
I go
just
to?
Not
are you being
saying
asked
anything.
If they're, if you're friends?
Yeah.
Oh,
if
you're being asked? I
guess. If they asked.
So they got
yeah,
caught, and
lying.
Now they're interviewing
well,
you.
Well, lying, but I'm going to do it.
I will still lie for
you.
Know,
like, is
for
it
you guys?
Lying if you don't report it? It's like a lie that you just, that you don't get caught in, and you just sit with that?
I mean, yeah, it's
it?
Probably still
it's
a lie if they shit. Asked you, but I'm going to lie for my
I can
friends.
Live with that lie.
Mm-hmm. I can fucking
I can live with that
well
lie.
You know what's
lie.
Worse than not living with that lie? Going to college without your friends.
Exactly.
Right. Also,
come on.
The whole port, like that whole lineup of like they're applying to the same college
yeah.
as you, as if there's such a scarcity fucking mindset of getting into school that like, but if they get in and I don't.
And I don't.
Where are you applying to fucking Harvard?
I know.
Maybe.
Like, that wasn't my situation.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Pretty sure they'll take your money still. Yeah, they really, especially nowadays, they want your money.
The education system's gnarly.
I know.
That cost, like, that's one of those things that I feel so fortunate about, that, like, both Bonnie and I have no school debt because we both have athletics. Yeah. And, like, fuck, man, I've got my best friend Dant and his chick both are physical therapists. Great, smart, doing well, but, like, you know, they have half a million fucking dollars.
Well, that's the crazy thing. Is like, you get to a point where you can actually be successful and you're just paying off all the debt that got you there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I'm so happy that I'm not smart, because I just never went to school.
I have no debt.
Yeah, I have no debt.
That's great.
I went to school. Hey, if didn't you're graduate. Out there,
you should just shouldn't go to school. I'm just kidding. Worst advice ever. All right.
Not really.
Well, LeBron James didn't go to college, and he's a billionaire.
My dad was very successful. My grandfather didn't go to school.
Nowadays, you don't have to.
If you want to be like a doctor.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, it depends on what you're going to do.
You're like, you know what? I don't know what I'm going to communications major. It's like, you could probably just find somebody to let you intern or be an apprentice and go crush it in communications.
Like, if you had a kid right now that's 18 and about to graduate high school, are you trying to make them go to college?
It was always optional for my kids.
Ours was like, no, you should definitely go to college. And my family, too. It's like, no, the only way you get a job is if you go to college.
Yeah, me not going to college would have been very unacceptable.
Yeah. I mean,
my kids went, Joey really hated school. And I just knew that he chose not to. And I kind of feel like it's their choice.
Yeah.
So what did he do instead?
It's their, he works for the county of Santa Clara. Mm-hmm. He did construction with his dad, you know, but the thing is that basically what I've explained to them is like whatever life path. So it's really hard in I'm all over the place right now. In California, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
So I've just tried to tell them, if you really want to be successful and be able to live in this area, you're going to need to make a certain amount of money. So
that's just
if
a
you
fact.
Choose, yeah. Yeah, it's just a fact. So if you choose not to go to school, the option is there for you. We want you to do that. We want you to have, you know, to do that. But if you choose not to, it's their consequences that they're going to deal with.
I mean, yeah.
And maybe there are consequences or maybe there aren't, but that's their decision.
Like for me, like if it wasn't for athletics, I don't know that system was for me. Look, I'm glad I had those 4 years to party and fucking figure out turning into an adult
time.
And live on my own and do all those type of things. But man, I wish I would have learned to fucking weld or something like that.
For
right?
real.
Like, I mean, which I could still do. It's not like I can't go take classes now if I wanted to, but
yeah.
I mean, that's a way better gig right now. Like, talented general contractors or carpenters or plumbers or anything, like, you work forever.
Right.
You'll never not have a job.
Yeah. So, I mean, my other son is an electrician. So they were just more trade oriented, which I think is fine. And I think it's so interesting. I remember Kylie tells this story all the time. Senior year, because it's a long story, but all three of my older kids were all in the same grade. So for senior year, they all had to come at the very end of the year in like a sweatshirt of the school they were going to.
Uh-huh.
And all the kids were like, we're just going to junior college, you know, but everyone it was like this big push of it's almost strange because there's like a competitiveness with parents.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Oh, especially where
my kids, what are your kids doing? I'm like, well, they're going to junior college. I don't really know what they want to do. I mean, Kylie graduated with a 4.2 but was so stressed out about picking a college that she just went to Cabrillo. She went to junior college and then she transferred and then finished up, you know, at San Jose State. So to us, it was never, you have to get in the best colleges and da 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 to be successful.
Yeah.
And it matters what they want out of life, too.
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I would have loved the opportunity to do like abroad for a year.
Oh yeah.
I think that would have been such a crazy influence on me as a person at
yes.
22 or like 21.
Yes.
But with athletics or whatever else, you know, I mean, or money.
I think with a lot of parents too, though, they're very worried if their kids are really going towards, you know, going to college, that if they take that year off and go abroad, or do you mean like,
oh, like
to
I go study
abroad?
Abroad.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's some people that like want to take the year off.
No fucking way.
And then they'll never go back. That's what I thought you were talking about. Okay.
I would probably have just stayed wherever I was.
I'm not sure right now, like what a possible employer would have to offer me money wise to be like, we'd like you to go back and get your master's. I'm like, huh.
Not interested.
Right.
Can I retire the day I get my master's? So like, is that the amount of money you're offering me? Because maybe I'll grind it out. Because I don't even know if I want to.
No. I wish that I enjoyed. Okay, so even in high school, there was always, and I think it's just the way public schools are, but there was always such a stress. You know, everything was all is so based on like your test scores, that, and I was a stressed student.
Okay.
Mostly, and I'm happy that my parents did this because I got good grades and I got into a great college and I was a dance major at the University of Utah, but. Everything was dependent. My grades were dependent on if I got to go and do my extracurriculars. So I was in, but at this point, like in high school, I was just dancing, like full time. Every day, Monday through Saturday, right after school, I'd be there from, you know, 4 till 10 p.m.
So this is where all the knee slides and everything developed.
Yes. The what?
The knee slides.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And
that was her, minor.
Move.
She had a minor. She did a minor
in power slides.
So major in dance, minor in power slides.
I'm really good at power sliding. That's at the top of my resume, and that's pretty much it. But if I, when my report cards would come out, if I had anything lower than, let's see, a B, and this happened because in seventh grade, I was taking algebra, and I love math. I really do. I enjoy doing it. I can sit and do math homework. I like it. I like to like solve problems.
Well, it's black and white.
Too. Yes, it's black and white. And so when it'd be frustrating for me is like if I couldn't figure out how to do something or start it, like that type of a problem. But the second I understood it, like if I had the right teacher, I would love doing it. And I didn't do well. I ended up with I was like a C plus student in my math class in seventh grade. After that, my mom told me that if I, at the end of every semester, if I had any grades lower than a B, I would be grounded from dance for a whole semester.
Yeah, that was the same rule that I had. Anything lower than a B, I was grounded. So, I didn't get kicked out of things, but I couldn't, like, hang out.
Yeah. No, mine was like, you wouldn't be able to go to dance. And that was, like, my livelihood. So what would happen is even, like, the start of school, like, first day, you know, they give you the syllabus. I'd be in like English class and we're going through the syllabus and they would say, okay, like the end of the semester, you have like a 10-page paper. I'm sitting there day one and I'm already sweating. Like stressed, like I'm not going to get
it done. I'm sweating just thinking about
it. Oh,
that.
Man.
Like, I couldn't do that.
And then, you know, it gets to like, gets closer to the end and I'm like frantically just trying to. So I basically learned scared a little bit.
Whoa.
And so I would crunch time. I would, you know, crab. What do they call it?
Cram.
I would cram for tests, which I'm honestly, it's a great way to remember shit.
This is how I did everything.
To, you know, test and do well.
Yeah.
But I feel like the way I was learning, which I wouldn't have known this is what was happening, it was just going into my brain and then I'd let go of it.
Yep.
And create space for whatever else I had to figure
out. But that's the education system.
Yeah,
that is.
Pushes that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because if that's not what we wanted, we would have conversations. Mm-hmm. We would have discussions about things and have people actually understand why this matters instead of like, that's the rule, do it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because I wish that if there wasn't so much stress put on your test score or like just your grade, because it's like an all or nothing type mentality. Like, we just care about your grade. You get through the class. We just need your grade.
I just didn't want to have to take that class again.
Yes.
Right.
That's
exactly.
All I gave a shit about.
But so I never really learned because I was interested or developed an interest in maybe certain things because...
Now, did you have any classes in college that were like, holy shit, this is great, like an elective that you loved?
Well, I jumped right into my major classes. So I had a full schedule of dance classes and they weren't all dance. It was like theory, kinesiology. I loved kinesiology. In fact, I did a year of that at college and I thought that's what I wanted to go into when I wasn't going to be a dance major anymore.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's what I wanted to do. I really loved math. I was really interested in minoring in math. Because I already had my major. So I was like, oh, I think I want a minor in math.
Double minor in knee slides.
Yes. I'll have two minors.
Yeah, I got a general studies degree, which at LSU is like three minors.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't pass a foreign language to fucking save my life. But luckily, athletics somehow pulled some string and determined I have a learning disability.
Nope.
And couldn't learn foreign languages. And so they pulled them off of my fucking degree.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, and that's like that like what you were saying about your parents, like making you have like certain grades. I agree with that in a certain situation.
Yes.
But then there are kids, like one of my sons has learning mm-hmm. issues. So for him, we would have, it was all based on how much effort he was putting in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My parents held a different standard for me and my brother. He was smarter.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They were aware that Andy was going to go to college and probably become a lawyer and things were going well.
Right.
And like, they're like,
Yeah.
Some Matt.
What do we do with
There's
this one?
There's some rocks.
Well, and sometimes
it's real far.
Well, no. And that is funny, but sometimes it's not about being smarter. It's just for the way that education is done. Some people thrive in that. In that environment, and then there's some others that just don't. And
well,
so,
like, and that's what the issue. That's I think what the issue is with you're not having a system set up for teachers to maybe be more like know how to spot kids that need a little bit different help or a little more help because like, and teachers are underpaid. So they're underpaid. They're stuck in this system. They come to work and it's like, why would they put in more time? And everyone deals with their own stresses too.
Well, and they also are heavily involved with inclusion. And do you know how hard it is to have your super high level, high thinking kids with your middle ground kids and then your lowest kids and then your ESL kids and then, and you're supposed to somehow.
We coach to the middle.
Yeah, and you're supposed to somehow like
you're
get all of them on the same
somehow
page.
Somehow get them all on the same page in however many time, and you also have 30 some kids, and it's just one of you.
Right,
it's impossible.
Right,
the education system as a teacher myself, it's terrible.
Well, that's one of those things that terrible. Like in the past year, right, with whether it's the defund the police or any of this other type of thing, I wish as a country we could say, well, do we value education? Because if we do, let's figure out how to pay fucking teachers. So that, I mean, if a standard teacher salary right now is $100,000, the quality of person who would apply for that job changes.
Oh, right. Dramatically.
Dramatically.
Right. And so, I mean, what does that affect our country?
$36,000.
Right.
Yeah. What does that affect our country if we start fixing things at that level with quality educators?
Yep.
Right? Like, that's, here's a really good one we could do.
Right.
Or let's just admit we don't fucking care. Let's stop pretending education's important to us.
Right. Yeah.
Or let's do a thing.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You don't get both. You can't be in the middle there. Yeah. The system, I realized, like, probably in the last year or two that I'm really shit at reading.
Same.
I mean, like,
is it reading or comprehending?
It's reading. Because, like, especially if I'm just trying to read for,
stay
like, leisure.
Focused or, yeah.
Or a book I want information from.
I can't read.
I can't stay focused. I actually...
I have too narcolepsy.
Oh, yeah. As I got older, like, and I was in college and even after, I started to realize things that were difficult for me in school all growing up. But I would have never known that maybe there was something that...
Well, you don't know that other people don't operate that way.
Yeah, right.
You know, for me, like, I read the first sentence of a paragraph, and I'm like, got it, and read the last sentence, and I'm like, fuck, I don't know anything that's going on. So right. Then I'm back to the second sentence, and I'm like, all right, now I got it. Nope. Instead, why wouldn't we just fucking read linear, stupid brain?
I like, fall asleep instantly, yeah. And I also, like, I'll start reading, and even if I am actually staying awake, I'll get down to, now I'm at sentence 6, and I already forgot what it was.
Yeah.
So then I have to I'm constantly like reading, yeah. And I keep going back and forth, and so, I never make it
like
through.
Like, now
anything.
That I've switched to audiobooks,
can't way better.
It's
way
so much better because I can also do it on the treadmill. I can do it. If I can keep this thing busy, this can focus on the information.
Why,
yeah,
that's why I think I fall asleep. Like, if you sit me down, like, I fall asleep.
Right.
So
we're not needed. Fuck this.
Yeah. I'm going to shut my body down.
Yeah.
I almost think that, like, speed reading is one thing that, like, really fucked me up. Because for a long time...
Well, did you learn to do that?
We did in school.
No way.
Yes.
What is speed reading?
It's just reading
fast.
Really fast.
Well, what if you read slow?
Well, that's... So the thing is like, this is my... I'm assuming that this could be a reason, like, one thing that has made reading very difficult for me. I can read, and I'll read. But, like, if I sit down to read
a book,
I can read, guys.
Guys, I promise.
What I noticed that happens is if I do get myself to read it and, like, comprehend and enjoy it, I just can't read very long because I get tired and I get disinterested.
Yeah.
And so now it's like I don't have to. There's always this sense of I have to finish this. And so as I'm reading, I'm trying to, like, it feels like there's too many pages. I want to read it, but then I'm like, fuck, I don't want to read it. And I'm racing to try and get to the end.
Yes, you're not enjoying it.
Yeah, or.
Or really paying attention.
As I'm reading it, I'll end up reading the same sentence again and again.
Yeah.
Or as I'm reading it, I'm comprehending the words. I'm moving through it, maybe not even fast, but I'm recognizing the words. I'm saying them in my head and I'm reading the words. And all of a sudden I get to the end and I'm just like, I don't think I paid attention to anything.
I couldn't tell you anything that happened on that page.
I think all I did was, like, recognize the words.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, for me to study, like, I had to just rewrite the book. Like, I was like, oh, here's the important information. I would have to just rewrite it out.
That's what I did with notes.
Yeah.
For me, like, I used to take notes in class, and then I would go home in my way of actually studying, besides cheating.
Besides cheating.
I would... rewrite, because I was also, I'm like super anal. Everything had to look perfect. So I would rewrite everything. And that was my studying. It was the only way I would study.
I liked flashcards a lot.
Flashcards.
I made flashcards.
That was far too
lazy. I did that in
anatomy.
That
was a girl thing.
Ooh. That was a girl thing.
Flashcards are for the ladies.
For the birds.
For birds.
Flashcards are for the birds.
No, I definitely utilized them. I had to take like high level anatomy classes. And so I was in with, like, nurses and stuff, and we had to memorize every prefix and suffix. Mm-hmm. And there was thousands. Then, flashcards all day long.
Yeah, I loved flashcards.
And, like, I had a film class I took that really altered a lot of how I think. And that's probably my favorite class I took in college. It was this, like, history of film based in horror.
Mm-hmm.
And
that sounds
fucking
cool.
Fucking loved it. And so, like, we had regular class, but then once a week we would meet in, like, one of the big auditorium classrooms that has, like, a projector screen. And so, like, the class would get out at 3, and then we would meet at 5 for the movie. So we'd all walk off campus to this bar and get shitty. And then order pizza to the classroom and like sit in there and all hang out and watch Dawn of the Dead or anything like that. And it was great.
Yeah, that would be good. I took a class in college and it was called Taboo. I think it may have been something taboo. But all it was about was taboo words and like things in different societies and cultures that are like talking about how we give power to words.
Yeah.
So certain places it's like fuck, cunt, shit, all these things. It's like, well, it's just, it's like, why is it taboo to say it or use it?
It's a sound.
And it's different everywhere else. And it was a very fun class.
Yeah. It's a weird thing that people decide to let a sound control their emotions.
Right.
Like, yo, get your shit a little tighter than that.
And it's understandable if like someone puts power to it and they say it directly at you. That's a different thing.
A different thing in being attacked or being triggered.
Yes. A lot of people are triggered.
You know, if you're being attacked,
people can be triggered if they're just in a room and no one says it to you. You just hear someone else say it and it's like, oh,
can't believe he said cunt.
Man, we've already established we love the word cunt.
That is literally the best word.
We love the word cunt.
I like twat.
Twat?
Twat.
Fucking twat. Well, there's some quote I'd read recently. It was something like if you're in conflict with someone and they don't know, you're in conflict with yourself. And like, that's the trigger thing. It's like, I'm mad, but now we have a way to try to put it out there into the universe and get people on your side with social media thing. The problem is, while everyone has an opinion, they're not great.
No.
No. Just because you have one does not make it valuable.
No. But they really think it's valuable.
Yeah, right on.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, especially extremely opinionated people.
We're not very good at filtering
no.
the valuable stuff.
No.
Especially because we like operating in a world that panics and likes fear and likes anger instead That's of true. Just ignoring bullshit. I mean, we've taught the media that we react more to the negative stuff. And so that's what they give us.
Yeah, and we ignore the positive stuff. Cause we're like, oh, yeah, it's good. We're good.
Yeah, great.
Sounds great.
It's great.
It's great. Is there anything else shitty out there?
Hey, I really want to get my adrenaline
up. Yeah, the news tonight was really boring.
I want to feel a rush. Anything bad?
Yeah. This is real shitty.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turn your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, should we read another card?
Yeah.
Let's read another card.
All right.
Let's see what we got. Within the next 200 years, do you think that most humans will become cyborgs?
Cyborgs?
Wait, how many years?
200.
200 years. Most humans will become cyborgs?
All right, definition of cyborg.
Yeah, because I don't...
A person whose physical abilities are extended beyond normal limitations by computerized or mechanical elements built into the body.
Yes.
Yeah. I think just rich people.
If we rich, even make no, it
I
that
don't think
long.
All people will.
Well, I have a fake
oh,
knee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
just rich I mean, people.
Definitely. I have a fused neck.
I
mean, metal
I don't have
in
any
there.
Electronics, but I have mechanical advantage. It's not better yeah. than a real knee, but it's way better than what my not, shitty knee yeah. was.
But I feel like if it's going to make your performance better... then yeah, it's gonna be rich people. They're still gonna be like actual humans.
That's like the Neuralink idea that, yeah. that Elon's working on, like that whole what? Thing. So, I mean, he's basically talking about what they're using it for. It'll be a chip that's implanted and has wires that go through the brain. And so, I mean, since your body runs off electrical impulses, right?
Mm-hmm.
It catches those electrical
impulses. Oh, I saw this, like a monkey.
Feeds the chip.
Yeah.
And so the chip can do stuff. So essentially it would be like putting your phone in your head instead of having to carry it.
No, thank you.
Well,
I got a wedgie.
Except, like, we're already cyborgs based on this, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Except the user interface is really shitty because it takes one of my hands and I have to touch it with another hand and then find a thing, it finds it, and then I have to read it.
Now you can just
instead,
think it.
It just
oh,
goes straight.
What's the Netflix that...
Oh, Black Mirror.
I don't think
no,
it's
there's
Black
a new
Mirror.
One. No, there's
a
new
different one.
One
where, like... they literally just see everything, like their computer screens, like already like in their eyeballs. And they'll go, you could go to a party. Let's say we're having a party here and they like pick their theme and everybody just switches to that thing. And then the whole, everybody's.
And then that's what they see.
Yeah. So that's the idea of the augmented reality.
So like
I forget
in a simulation.
What that was called.
They're in a simulation.
Dude, whoever's running my simulation sucks.
See, man, I've had that thought like in the last couple
simulation?
Of years of like the simulation thing, and it doesn't make any difference if it is or not.
Did you watch that show?
Which one, Black Mirror?
The Netflix documentary about simulation. And
yeah, but we didn't finish it.
No, because we were like, we can't do it.
We can't do this anymore.
Mathematically, it's more feasible that this is a simulation than not. But it really depends on how you run simulation. Like if it's simulation, if we're looking at it like there's someone a level out playing a video game character, I don't think it's that. But simulation would be, I mean, the way our eyesight interprets everything, like my perspective is different than yours. So there is a little bit that we're reading things different that we, because, all right, so, since everything's made of atoms.
Yes.
Then you have space within atoms, an empty void.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is just this collective group of atoms, whether it's oxygen with whatever that is, or our bodies with carbon and anything else. There should technically, at a small enough scale, be a place where you could just smooth pass through us.
Hmm.
And the air. It's all the same size. And so the simulation that we're getting is how we recognize those particles.
I mean, that's more...
I'm so confused. I'm just going to say it. I'm confused.
That's more of something I could like be interested enough to dig deeper into.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to.
No, that's right.
I would.
Yeah. However, the thing that we watched, it really was more creating this idea that almost like
we're all being
like we've just been dropped into this like a game that someone's controlling.
Someone's controlling what we say and what we do.
Yeah. So
who
for,
becomes
so
friends
for, with?
So thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel about it. Like I was sitting like very very stoned in my basement with lights in a beanbag and like. I'm like, man, my basement looks like 13-year-old me built it on The Sims. Like, whoever is one step out, I'm like, thanks, man. This rips. Let's just keep fucking doing this. Yeah. I'm so glad you're not like, we're going to make him an accountant. And he's going to have a 401k and it's going to be
Where's a suit
very
he's going to wear?
Safe. He'll probably retire by 65.
Oh my God. And at that time, he'll be wearing khakis. And New
Bullets.
Balance tennis shoes.
No, I'm so glad that like whoever's playing is just like, man, fuck it.
You
yeah,
get what,
put
exactly
that in there.
What you want. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't really wrap my brain around that shit.
Well, it's not relevant whether or not it matters.
No,
it's
I mean, just, I'm just saying.
That's why I said I found it interesting, but I'm not going to research it. But if it came up in conversation and someone else knew more about it than I did, because I know nothing, so anyone who has any information on it, I'd be like, yeah, I'd love to. Tell me about it.
But even if I researched it, I wouldn't understand anything I was reading
like
about
you lost
it.
Me.
I'm just going to start doing this to you periodically, like trying to find the area on your body where
I'm going to try to poke.
I should be able to poke through you.
It's
what
my
are you
butthole.
Doing?
No.
It's my butthole.
It's my butthole.
Yeah,
so
it's my butthole.
Further along the simulation ideas.
It's your butthole.
Another one I get caught in is Because we don't get to pick our body at all.
Yeah.
Like, it's just fucking issued from jump.
Yeah.
I think about, like, how lucky I got to be in this one.
Because
of, like, the athletic ability and the strength and all these things. That has shaped so much of who I am that if I had a non-athletic thing, there's no fucking chance the personality is anywhere near the same.
Yeah, no
way. So, like, the vehicle that you get to fucking ride around in your time here is wildly important.
I like my vehicle.
Right. Dude.
I like your vehicle, too.
Thanks, I like yours.
Yeah, we all got bitching avatars.
Yeah.
Jen, I like your vehicle, too.
You're an awesome...
You're a long way from Stephen Hawking.
Well, thanks.
Oh,
and
hey, if you get offended easy, this show isn't for
as
you.
As far as a physical being, no one's going to make an argument that that's a great one.
No, definitely
not. He's wildly
not.
Intelligent. I would love to borrow some of that.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
No, brain.
You, Colby's the one that's closest
and
to Stephen Hawking.
Open this one.
Just tall girl claws.
Yeah, hit it.
Yeah, get that next one.
Give
bite.
Us another card.
Let's do another card. This is fun.
I feel like we'd be a pretty good group just to start another podcast.
Seriously.
I mean.
Just like the except occasional podcast. Like we just post them, but not on a schedule.
Yeah. We just do a once a month podcast. We'll meet up somewhere. Right.
If we don't, like this is more AI stuff.
Oh, God. Perfect.
If we don't know with 100% certainty what the consequences of developing highly intelligent AI will be, should we stop developing it right now till we fully understand the potential of the outcome?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, stop
I'm gonna
it.
Say yes. I've seen iRobot.
Ah, yeah.
Well, that's not like right? That's step one.
I've seen the Terminator.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Terminator.
Terminator.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's a group of scientists that think that's evolution. Oh, is that our goal of being here in the meat suits is to create the next thing the that takes suit. Over the planet that's so much more efficient than us.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I get the efficiency, but... Where did all of our
but do we
jobs
need to all be
go?
So efficient? I'm not that efficient.
I'm not interested
I feel
like
I'm pretty cool.
Robot overtaking.
Honestly, I'm interested in like a slightly slower life a little bit than where things are now.
Man, but I really do love all the inconvenience. Oh, sorry, convenience.
Convenience.
No, the convenience is nice. I think when you start having the conversation, like just when you realize what things like social media and a lot of this type of stuff is doing to...
people that haven't figured it out.
Literally, yes, kids
like,
growing
people
up.
Yeah, people that freak out about social media that don't do this for a living.
Yeah,
I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Just turn it off.
Turn it off.
Yeah. Why give
it? You don't actually need it.
Yeah,
but the problem is that you are all in an age group, myself included.
Yeah.
That didn't grow up with that. So I was saying earlier, even the difference between my older kids who are closer to Brooke's age, they weren't connected on their phones to the entire world from a young age.
Yeah.
And even then, I mean, we got them cell phones in middle school because they were walking to school.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to make sure that they were safe. And, but they didn't, they couldn't go on the internet. They couldn't go on social media. Ruby, she's 10 years behind them. All those kids had phones when they, I mean, some of them, Ruby didn't have a phone until she was in middle school also because she was, again, walking. But some kids were getting cell phones at 4th, 5th, 6th grade.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And then those kids that
had it.
Yeah,
and I get the convenience of being a parent of like.
Yeah.
Just
and then
knowing
those,
where they are.
Right. And then those kids that had it. So even if your kid didn't have a cell phone, those kids would tell your kid about Snapchat or Instagram or whatever. So we would actually, we told Ruby she couldn't have an Instagram. Well, you can even take their phones and
they'll create
and
they'll create
just,
it on someone else's.
They would just go on someone else's phone and go on it. So you have zero control, even when you're trying to be a really good parent and, you know, double checking what they're doing. And
because Ruby
is
limiting
being
their
a good
their
parent, like saying this isn't
Ruby,
good or is
all
it?
The kids.
Oh no, I'm saying that I remember when if you like took Ruby's phone away, but then we all followed her on Instagram and she'd still be posting.
Yeah, and you guys would be like, no, like, and you guys would be like,
heck?
And she'd be at school,
she's
and
got a proxy.
I would take her phone, and then someone would be like, oh, Ruby just posted another picture, and I was like, what? How is she doing that? But because they can just
smart
connect into their account on another phone, a friend's phone. I can post something. And then that's the scary thing is this idea of these young, and we've talked about this before, young girls and boys are being basically, this has been shoved down their throats of all these very sexualized pictures to where
that's,
they don't get, it's not them being bad, they don't get that they're too young to be doing it.
Yep.
Because it's so normal. It's like anything. You have a herd mentality.
And you want them to, you want them to be a kid.
Right. Yeah, outside. I don't think kids right. anymore are going to see and their first porno mag in the woods like I
did. No.
Well, and
no.
also not try to develop themselves based on like who they see who they on the
are,
internet.
Or who they are. As, like, or who they want to be as people.
Like, well,
it's all
I need to look like these girls. Everything yeah. is about physical the physical appearance.
Appearance, yeah.
Instead of just like building up who you are. And like, because that's... That's yeah, how but, like but we grew can, up. We
but
didn't
you can
have
still
anybody.
See that now that it doesn't have the sustainability that the other side does. That like if you have a thing to say, and that's something we've noticed with, you know, different people we've sponsored or this and that, like, yo, that number being big of followers does not mean you sell things.
No,
or
no,
that you can
not.
Make a living.
Yeah. But kids think
I
that.
Immediately, yes. I immediately
and they'll learn.
And they'll learn eventually, but the problem is what are they what
you have kids
what is
like,
forming them up until that point?
Yeah, social acceptance.
Yeah,
when they're
that's
such
all
a,
it is.
Such a pivotal
that and going
age.
Viral. Yeah. The amount of kids like in high school because my like being home more and I have lots of nieces and nephews. It's like all of them. No one wants to go to college. I'm not against that, but all they want is to become famous.
They want
every
TikTok
kid
star.
Wants to be,
they
a TikTok
be an influencer
with
or
that
a TikToker.
I fucking get it.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
What I get to do for a living, and I'm fucking long way from famous.
Oh yeah.
Is ridiculous.
It's just. It's,
but you've also grown a company. Like, that's, see,
so,
that's the
but
problem.
We
that
talked
people,
about it on the boat, right?
Yeah.
That, like, it's an interesting thing because our generation didn't have it and then it did. Like, we're the last people that will stumble into this life.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's one of the interesting things about us, that it's genuine because we never set out to do this. We set out to be good at a thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then this somehow followed it.
It just kind
of
happened.
Because we all shared personality with right. it instead of just, here's what the accomplishments are.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I know a shit ton better athletes than me that can't put together that side of it.
Right.
You know what it is, too? I think that I don't really like people that are so obsessed with themselves. Like, I just don't. They're not very likable, majority of the ones I meet. And they have, if I want to talk about like someone on social media, you know, just everything about how fancy or how are they being, they may not have a bunch of money, but they take pictures to look like they have
next
a bunch
to
of money.
Lambos.
It's all
stuff,
about
yeah.
that. And so then for
taking
me.
Taking a photo with like a rental car.
Right. Or like those people that are taking pictures in planes. They have like
oh, yeah.
a fake plane set up so they can
yeah.
they
yeah.
can get a picture of looking
off
like their jet setting.
Yeah,
like their jet setting around.
I've rented some fun
like
cars in places and I will never.
Yeah,
take
just,
a photo next
so
to
it's
like
yeah.
that's mine.
Like that's mine.
So it's like for me, it's like you have like these kids in high school or middle school growing up, and it's like, don't already become that person. Like I you know, like keep being someone that like more people will enjoy because you're not so obsessed with yourself. So starting out so young,
yeah,
that's it's like you can do that, and I think it's very cool that you know kids want to be famous and they want to be TikTokers and they want to go viral. That's the thing. I want to go viral. It's like, well, do it then, but also like try other stuff too. Like don't put yourself in a box and like this is the only thing you're gonna do,
well,
so you give up on any other possibility.
Right. Well, and some of them have. I mean, there are some kids who have created something and they're
tons.
Yeah. But it's so saturated.
Oh, it's gonna change.
Well, but the opportunity
it won't be
that,
it won't
is
be
still that. The opportunity to do it is still crazy that it
yeah.
that it exists this way. Mm-hmm. I mean you can still like the opportunity to be famous now is totally different than it was when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's not a thing that was going to happen. Like, that, like, oh, you get on a bus and go to L.A. and try to be a waiter for fucking
right.
20 years
right.
is how you got famous
yeah.
when I was a kid.
Right.
Now it's fucking good job.
Yeah. Now it's
well, now it's like people are famous.
Of yourself doing
just
stupid
because
ass
they're stupid.
And being assholes.
Yeah.
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 No,
you
doubt.
Had to be
no
talent.
To
it takes
thing.
No. It takes no talent. It just takes creativity and
well,
not
and
giving
good looks.
But the problem.
And good
looks. So the
and
problem
looks.
I have with
yeah.
that, right? Like, so I consider that idea the way I think about Nickelback. Like,
Nickelback.
Hold on.
Yeah, bring it. Do it.
Yeah.
I'm not mad that five dudes got together to play music and became wildly famous and rich.
Okay.
I'm sad there's a market for shitty music.
Yes.
Yep.
100%.
I don't care that someone who's doing these videos is making a living. Because fucking good on
right.
them.
Yeah. No.
I hate the fact that we like it.
Yes. That's yeah. that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That
like,
way
and
you enjoy
can't,
it.
And it just keeps happening.
Well, like yeah. the number of people that look at their phone and are mad, like have to turn off Instagram because it stresses them out. Yeah. It feeds you what you want.
Right.
It doesn't have an opinion or a goal.
Right. Yeah.
Like the things that you slow down on or comment more on or touch, it's like, well, they love that. Why else would they stop on those things, right?
For me,
like,
it's because sometimes I couldn't see it.
Right.
And you can't zoom in. We've tried that. You have to touch it, then zoom in. You got to touch it first. Like with a lot of things.
Oh.
What would frustrate me so much was like when Jake Paul, like Logan Paul, I now like what Logan's doing a lot more, and I don't really know him. Definitely don't know him, but like, whatever. But it drove me absolutely crazy for them, not really him, but his brother, like just leaning into the persona of a fucking asshole. Like ruining houses, creating like just havoc everywhere he goes because you can, it's like, what would you do for a view?
Right.
But yeah. look at the attraction in our generation, right? Like what's the difference in that and the stories that we heard about Axl Rose trash in a hotel room?
Absolutely.
Right. It's the same thing, right. But now we actually get to see it. It's not a fucking rumor.
Right. But it was Axl Rose.
What was it? Jackass? Sure.
Axl Rose.
Sure.
But wasn't it like Jackass?
I mean, I think it's a little arguable which one may be more popular at this point.
Well, I'm not talking about popularity.
No, I mean, our society's been fucked up for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, like the fact that we were watching, I can't remember a Jackass episode because I never really watched it, but my kids did. And they'd be like, oh, you know, so-and-so put a garden hose up his ass and turned it on. And it's like, why are you watching that?
Because it's funny.
It was funny.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch it. Okay, I would
three
say.
Three out of four people believe crazy, Jackass is incredible.
Horror movies,
I do love Jackass. It's funny.
Yep.
And they would do it, you know, majority of the time. You didn't see them doing it in like a neighborhood.
No.
Tearing, like running down the streets. Actually,
see, I don't know enough about it.
We all knew this wasn't a great long-term business plan for these guys. And so let's just enjoy the insanity of what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I just wish that I could just be an asshole with lots of money. Is that what we should do?
That will be our new.
I'm gonna have to.
Is that our new
get
thing?
The
new
money thing. Part.
Is that our new thing?
Because now, just, then I'd just be
yeah,
an
I
asshole.
I was like, I need some money. I know, I need some money because I'm just gonna be an asshole. You and me both, Matt. We're just assholes.
I live a moderate lifestyle poor. And I'm mean to people.
I'm actually a poor asshole.
I'm like a, you know, above average asshole.
Right.
Asshole forward.
Oh my god.
All right,
another
more question.
All right,
one more.
Let's do another one.
You hear a news story about two people stranded on a desert island.
Ooh.
Okay.
Or a dessert island. One person survived by hiding their food from the other person.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, sorry. Back. I know. Wait. Okay, start again.
I was thinking of dessert.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I was like,
what kind of dessert?
Okay.
Like a cheesecake island.
Or like Hook, when they just imagine the dessert.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Two people stranded on a desert island.
Okay.
One person survived by hiding their food from the other person, which allowed them to hold out long enough to be rescued. The other person unfortunately died of starvation. Do you think the survivor was selfish, or do you think they simply did what they had in order to survive?
It depends on who you're with.
Yeah. Yep. If it was a stranger.
If it was a stranger, I for sure would hoard food.
Yeah.
I think it would really depend on how much and they were trying to work together.
Yeah.
Like, are they pulling their own weight and like,
great,
we're trying to
like
survive this? Or are they just like, I don't know what to do? And I'm like, fuck you, man.
I'm going to go search for food. And if you don't come and help me, I'm just going to keep it to myself.
Yeah, but see, I would be that person that was like, there's nothing I can do.
And you love
I would for sure steal.
Yeah, but you
food.
Would come and help.
Meanwhile, no, every
would,
once in a while, I'd pass by.
We would go and hunt and gather it.
Keep hanging out. Fucking eat you next.
And then I'd it out. You'd create a schedule. You know exactly how much we could have. So you do play a huge role.
I would. You're right.
No,
you're right.
We would hunt it. We would find it.
Yeah.
We'd bring it back and you'd be like, okay. You'd do the quick math. You'd put it out. You'd be like,
prepare
we can
it.
Have this much today. We can have this, this tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is all we get. Yeah. This is how we survive. We'd be like, okay, Gina. Okay,
yes.
Gina. I will follow
I don't know. That's really tough.
Yeah.
Because
really...
I feel like there's just so many different factors.
Yeah. What if it was a person that like you're sharing, right? But they don't really help a lot. Maybe they help a little bit, but they're hungry and they overeat.
We're going to have to drop a little weight.
Overeater.
Yes.
Like, you're not coming off of this island like in a surplus.
Like, Like, what if you can't control? Like, that's the issue.
Well, then
like,
I have to beat him to death with a rock.
Like, Tommy, you're eating way too much. And they're just like, oh, you know what? I'm a stress. When I'm stressed, I eat. I'm a night snacker. I'm sorry. Just will you hide it from me at night?
Bury it in the sand.
Yeah, if, it depends on the person.
Yeah, oof. That's tough.
Yeah, I think, like, if we were trying to work together, mm-hmm. like, I think I could be willing to, like, all right, we're going to do this thing. But if as soon as you weren't helpful, mm-hmm. nah, fuck.
Yeah, every man for themselves.
Yeah.
Because
for sure.
If we can both survive, I'm super fucking into it. But if one of us is going to go, it's probably not going to be me. So it's up to you, my friend.
Yeah.
Either you can die of starvation or I have to beat you to death with a rock. These are your choices. Or join and be part of this.
Yeah. Do your part.
We'll Swiss Family Robinson this whole thing out and I could be sick. We'll never leave.
Dude, great movie.
Be pirates.
Swiss Family Robinson. Great.
Man, I watched way too stoned to watch Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Ooh!
Oh, I haven't watched that.
That is a good one.
It's bonkers.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Because there's this deal with like the Nazis, and then they go to this other place with cartoon animals and play that soccer. Big soccer game with the king and all of his rings.
They
the tiger
go
king.
Water.
Which 100% somebody was on drugs when they even came up with that.
It's a pretty good chance. Most of Disney.
I feel like the next time I watch that. Gonna need to be high for that.
Yeah.
And that makes me want to watch it again. The way you just explained it.
I watched Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Because honestly, as a kid, that was my least favorite.
It's like Mary Andrews, isn't it?
What?
Is it Mary Andrews? Is the same one who did Bedknobs and Broomsticks, and she's like a.
Oh, I have no idea.
That lady with the.
Mary Poppins?
Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I think it is.
See, I loved Mary Poppins, but I remember watching Bedknobs. That was a different channel.
Well, like fucking Bed Dick Clark's in it, and I was has like, that big gnarly dance scene. Mm-hmm.
Who?
Dick Clark. He dances with all the penguins.
Oh yeah. Yep. There were parts of that movie that like, weren't my favorite.
No.
But there were a lot of parts that I was like, yeah, I'm into.
Yeah.
This
as soon
part.
As the cartoons show up, I'm super in.
The fish. Yeah. I'm like. You just get on the bed and it's like, all right. And they like twist the knob. Here we go.
The so magic awesome. Bed.
So awesome. Oh, so man. Much room. Like way more people can go.
Yeah.
You know, climb on. Anyone who fits. We're going somewhere to a soccer game in a cartoon land.
In a cartoon land. Oh, man. All these 2D creatures running around you. Like everyone's so flat.
Oh, my God.
You have to look at them from over there.
Oh, yeah.
It's 2D. Very important. Yeah, the old Disney stuff, like with all of like the weird, like there was weird stuff in The Lion King and Aladdin and
every
Little Mermaid had the
Dick
boner.
Castle.
Oh yeah,
it was like made
on the cover.
Shrek when the I think it was Shrek, the king gets a boner.
Oh, that's
was it Shrek?
No, it's a Little Mermaid. Oh, it's at the wedding.
It is
scene.
A Little Mermaid. That's true.
Yeah, I know my cartoon boners.
Or I think it was like.
Dude, I remember the first time.
Boners?
It's at 46 minutes and 17 seconds.
I'm pretty sure it's like every Disney movie has like something like
burped in there. Subliminal
like
message.
Subliminal.
Dude, I remember when I was watching the Aladdin when I was little, and there's a part where Jasmine, when Aladdin's floating up to the side and she's inside, and you hear him say, "Take off your clothes."
Yeah.
And I remember whisper.
It's fucking dead clear.
And I remember watching it being like.
What did he say? Yeah, you have to like really listen.
What?
It's like Disney clipping in penises like Brad Pitt in Fight Club. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
What? It's like no one's quite sure of what they saw, but they all know they saw something. Just a kid crying in the audience.
There's so many of them. There's so many.
Huh.
Never knew.
Disney's an interesting, that whole thing and building that thing. And Walt Disney was a maniac.
Mm-hmm. Has to be.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, now that you look back, at the time, I don't know, you just blew my mind with the penises. So.
I'm surprised you don't know about anything.
I'm going to find the cover for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, there's, like, a penis, like, on the castle.
Yeah, just one of the castles is shaped like a hog.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, my God.
Classic
okay.
hog.
Well, We gotta go because we
all right, let's
in
wrap
like
it.
An hour.
Oh yeah.
We're also like in an hour 15.
Hey,
we did it.
Okay,
what a great
guys,
podcast.
First of all, thank you so much, Matt and Dana,
yes,
for being here.
I do think that, I do think so that we should do a podcast once a month.
Monthly podcast.
Yeah. Where do we meet? Just somewhere?
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Anywhere. Yeah.
We just
fly.
Fly somewhere.
Yeah. In our wingsuit.
We got to get everyone to St. Louis. I would love to have you guys.
I know
we're
going to come out. Let's
look at like September. Once it cools down and my gym's not a disaster.
Okay. Into it.
Yeah, that'd be super fun.
I want to go into your 13-year-old
basement.
Basement. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you have ghosts. It'd be super fun. No ghosts.
Oh. We'll find some.
We like ghosts.
Oh no, we like ghosts.
Yeah. Any cool cemeteries?
Ooh, cemetery
in St. Louis,
tour.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if there's a cemetery tour. We'll figure something out. There is ghost tours.
I mean, if you could find any ghosts before we come, that'd be great.
We're trying to wrangle a couple before you.
We went to the Limp Mansion and did like a ghost tour, and the guy there was like from the St. Louis Paranormal Department.
Oh.
And now I'm like, I need to know more about you and what you do that isn't here.
Yeah.
Do you go out and like do stuff? And he was like, yeah. Like we have to.
Dude, you should have him on your.
I want to.
Yeah.
KK. We'd like to do that.
Yeah. Let me see what I can figure out. Yeah. I'll give it a go.
Yeah. All right, we're into it.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. Remember to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning, and we'll talk to you guys
next
week.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.